Now, all eyes are looking towards Los Angeles. All eyes are looking towards the Oscar ceremony, which takes place in the early hours of Monday morning, Sunday night into Monday morning. And all the hopes of Kerry and the whole county and the whole country are behind Jessie Buckley, hopefully winning Best Actress Oscar. Here is, we're going to talk in a moment with the CEO and founder of the Irish Film and Television Academy, Áine Moriarty, about this and what it represents for the industry here. We're going to hear first of all from Stephen Ray announcing the winner of this year's Best Lead Actress at the IFTAS.
The six brilliant actresses nominated in this category are each responsible for the heart, soul and humour at the centre of the film, channeling their talents into explorations of grief, love, ageing and life's difficult choices. These performances brought the complex inner lives of women to the fore and inspired us all greatly. The nominees are...
Jessie Buckley, Hamnet.
Cut my heart out and given it to him. I would have laid my life down on the ground for him and no one would take it.
I know.
Now you don't know.
Was there ever anyone you actually just liked?
Carolyn Bracken, Horseshoe.
With what? Your fists?
Carrie Crowley, Antus.
Liam, I got a flesh on this. Not a lead. No need.
No, ma'am. Okay, I'm a writer. I'm neurotic.
Fionnuala Flanagan, Four Mothers.
Were you abused?
Eleanor O'Brien, Boitche.
Can you hear follow more of Wilton Conveling than Rickfasta?
Is that yours?
Fiona Shaw.
Yes, you.
Hot Milk.
Does that handbag belong to you?
And the winner is... Jessie Buckley.
I love this man. I did my first ever filming job with this man. If there's ever anybody to teach you about mischief, life and light, it's this man. Thank you. It's been a bit of a roller coaster. I've become a mom, and I'm in this wow moment of my life that I never in a million years expected. So it's really such an honor to come home and share this with you. It was such a dream to step into the soul of this incredible woman, Agnes, who I really recognised in the women that I grew up around in Ireland. Women who have a language unto their own, bodies that are rooted from the ground, and a fierce tenderness to love and be loved. Thank you, Maggie O'Farrell, for this gift of a woman and for bringing us right into the heart of a family. Paul Mescal, I know everybody's sick of me saying how much I love him. I love him. And thank you for getting into the river with me and letting the tide take us. My parents for always encouraging us to keep our minds and imagination and hearts wide open. And to Kerry.
There you go. That was the IFTA's Best Lead Actress, Jessie Buckley. She heads to Hollywood and to LA and the 98th Oscar ceremony, which get underway 7 p.m. US time, Eastern, Western time, Pacific time as they call it, I think, on Sunday evening in the early hours of our morning. We're building up here on Radio Kerry to that moment that we hope we'll see her with the crowning glory of winning the Oscar. With me on the line to talk now about this is Áine Moriarty, CEO and founder of the Irish Film and Television Academy. And Áine, good morning to you. Thanks for taking time to talk to us here.
And good morning, Jerry. I'm delighted to join you this morning, and what a celebration.
How excited are you? How hopeful are you?
Well, we're all very hopeful for Jessie. I'm like, she has, I suppose, got every award along the way. And she really built the momentum when she came here to us in Dublin for the IFTAs. And you could hear her speech there. It meant so much to her. And I think it was palpable in the room as well. Everybody felt that energy coming from her, being home, being with her home crowd. And then for her to mention Kerry, because as she says herself, that's where it all happened for her. That's where she's inspired, all of her background and her mother's work, all of that. But Kerry in itself and what it means to her is very strong in all of this.
It certainly is, Anya, and that's for sure. What does it mean? What would it mean? And the awards are incredible. The film, the Irish involvement in that is to the forefront as well. But what would it mean for the Irish film industry if she was to win on Sunday night, Monday morning?
Well, I think, well, ultimately, it's not necessarily an Irish film, but it's an Irish writer. Yeah. But because Jesse and Paul, both the lead actors, you know, are driving that narrative and the storyline and so forth, it's a very British film, obviously, Hamlet. And but it means a lot because it just showcases our talent, our actors, that they can go all the way. And that Jesse, we all know how long Jesse has worked on her career. She really only kind of crossed over into film, film and drama, kind of about 9 or 10 years ago. And we put Stephen Ray presenting that award, probably in anticipation that if her winning streak was the same, that she would possibly win that award. And you could see her love for Stephen on the stage because they worked on War and Peace. That was her very first television production. That was 2016. Right. So it's only...
That was the BBC production of War and Peace that time. Big, large ensemble cast. Yeah.
Yes. And it was... So it just tells you that it's only 10 years. But and she's still so young. But for her to have, to go to all of the awards ceremonies this year and to have won, we just hope to God that she wins this one. And I think that, you know, everybody in that room at the Oscars will hope that she wins it as well, you know, because people, she's got an energy about her. She's a lovely person. She's never really changed. She's always maintained her Kerry-ness, her Irishness at the forefront. And then, but everybody embraces her across the globe. So look, she's what an ambassador for Ireland and what an ambassador for Kerry.
Yeah, incredible. And look, as we look at the overall industry, Anya, 6 Irish people, 2 Irish production companies are among the Oscar nominees. There's John Kelly, Richard Bainham, Maggie O'Farrell, Ed Guiney, Andrew Lowe and Jesse all receiving a nomination. So is that fair to say that the industry is in good health in terms of what the output is across acting, production companies, writing and the whole lot?
Absolutely. And like retirement plan, that's for the animated short. So, you know, starting at the very earliest stages like that, it's great for John Kelly. But Begonia, obviously Element is an Irish production company here in Ireland. And they have Emma Stone up against Jessie now for this, for the lead actress. So their hearts will be torn a little bit, but they will be delighted, obviously, if Jessie does win as well. But they have done so well. Element Pictures, they've done very well, but they've got a lot of international input now into their company. They've built it to an international level, so it's not just Irish. So they've taken on a lot of projects that are, out there internationally. And even though they haven't been made in Ireland, they own the IP. They're an Irish company. So they do quite a number of support elements for smaller Irish productions. So we are very much behind them. But I think, you know, this year is very strong, but we've had a couple of really strong years. So I think, we want to be even raising the bar higher. But when we're at this level where we have a lead actress in the running, and then we have an Irish production company, obviously the short animation film, and then Richard Bainham, you know, he's an Irish man in VFX in Los Angeles. That man is a Dublin man, but he has been instrumental in all of what that team has been doing. And for the last couple of years, he's been getting up on the Oscar stage, accepting the award with an ensemble of a team that are behind the VFX. So, look, we have skin in the game in lots of different elements of the production, behind the scenes, behind the camera, and in front of the camera. So, and look, our industry, the way it looks from our end in IFTA, we can see, oh my God, the amount of talent that's on its way and is already out there doing so much, you know. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, it certainly is. Look, it's a changed industry now. I know RT used to be driving a lot of the independent production in this country on you. They have their own troubles now in terms of what's happening. There's an outsourcing going on as well there. But in the wider sense, there are tax incentives that are there. I think it's 32% tax credit for all scripted productions, rising to 40% if the total budget of the film or TV show is less than 20 million. There was a new tax incentive introduced last year for unscripted productions as well. That kind of leveled the playing field with the UK as a competitor for those productions. So how are we doing on that front in terms of generating our own, but also attracting outside productions to come and film and use Irish crews?
Yes. Well, look, the government is playing a blinder on this end because they definitely have been listening to this industry. They know that the income from this industry it can be enormous and is already on its way to being a very significant input into our economy here. Screen Ireland are the people behind the film side of things in terms of the tax incentives. Look, Ireland was one of the first Section 481 back in the day. We were one of the first in Europe to add the incentives, and then everybody kind of followed suit. So we had it good for a little while back in the kind of Braveheart days and Saving Private Ryan and all that, and then everybody competed. But now we're constantly pushing up the level of tax incentives because the government knows that the bigger productions come in, the more that they spend here, they're spending in the local economy so that the funds stay back in Ireland. You're right about the new incentive last year for unscripted, and for the listeners there, the unscripted would be the kind of television, you know, some of it would be the shiny floors, the shiny floor, kind of like the Dancing with Stars type of thing, but it's to attract them in from other countries. So it's TV entertainment shows, etc. And because we have very good TV studios now coming up in Ireland and in existence, and there's a huge lucrative market for people to come and make their productions here in Ireland, because they'll also use local talent, local skill set from in crews and so forth.
And that builds up the industry from there, which is very important. Anya, have you ever been at the Oscars, finally, yourself?
I have many times, and I'm just not going this year for
You know what Jessie's heading into, so?
Oh, I know very much what she's heading into. But I think, I'm trying to think, was Jessie there before?
I think she was nominated,
yes.
I think.
Yes, yeah. But it's a wonderful, it's a real class event from start to finish. So everybody in the industry, I think what's the overwhelming bit is that once you get into that, like, it's a big undertaking to get in the door and get scanned, and obviously in America it's all security and all that, and once you go through and you're into the main red carpet area and all of that, it is really exciting because everywhere you look are wall-to-wall, you know, stars that you see all the time, you know, in front of the camera and so forth. And then once you get into the auditorium, you know, there's a couple of different levels. They take mini breaks, like the home audience, that when you're watching it now, whether you're watching it on Monday night or Sunday night, you don't get, if you watch it live on Sunday night, you'll get a sense of the breaks. But in the auditorium, they have these massive adverts that come across the screens, and people might say, oh, I'll go for a quick loo break. But you can easily get caught if you're a star and you want to go to the loo break or whatever, because you won't get back into the auditorium, and it's literally a 5 minutes, but it's and they have, you know, lovely kind of bars areas where people can go out and mingle in between times, etc. It's just wonderful, and it's a great celebration to see everybody winning on stage.
Yeah, fingers crossed it goes really well. Anya, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about that and about the industry in general. That is the CEO and founder of the Irish Film and Television Academy, Anya Moriarty.